This is Tuesday, September 30th, 2014. A Titan falls after 7 years, the Chaos Portal introduces its new third co-host, and if you're looking for a new podcast for all Blizzard games, the Blue Recluse's doors are now open for you. This is Realm Maintenance number 113.
When the servers go down, we'll tell you what's up. You're listening to Realm Maintenance.
Ladies and gentlemen, Thunder Brews and Barley Brews, podcasters and podcastees, welcome to Realm Maintenance. I'm Ro, and thanks as always for listening. Let's get the show rolling with a response to some listener email. Here is the rolling restart. So in a week where Blizzard cancels an MMO after 7 years of work on it, you're probably wondering why I just decide to answer email instead. Well, most of you know about Titan by now, and I've already said all I can say about it elsewhere. So, right, let's do an email. The other day, there was one email in particular that I felt might be worth talking about if you've ever been curious about how part of this show works. This email was from Luther, and it reads, "Hi, Ro. While I'm sad to see you leave All Things Azeroth, I'm glad you decided to continue on Realm Maintenance, and I hope it continues for a long time. I've found about 7 or 8 podcasts thanks to your show that I listen to regularly. I was curious about how you determine which shows get mentioned during your news segment. One thing I've noticed is that you talk about some shows almost every week, while others may not be mentioned for a while. I don't mean this as criticism, because I'm sure there's good reason for it, I'm just wondering how that all works. Keep up the great content." So, I've said multiple times that I try to have the show cover as wide a range of podcasts as possible, big or small, clean or explicit, so on and so forth. But Luther does have a good point, there are definitely shows that I talk about almost every week. So, let's show you how the sausage is made, kind of. Here's basically how I figure out how podcast news is put together each week. First off, if a show sends me an email mentioning something about what happened on their recent episode, I just put it in. I don't think I've ever really left any of those out unless I've received the email after I recorded the show. So, for shows like, say, Group Quest, 30 Minute Cooldown, and The Meeting Stone, that explains why you hear them covered so often, and I've been quite fine with that. Now, if I had a whole ton of shows doing that every week, I might have to reconsider how I handle it, but I'll cross that bridge if I ever get to it. Nowadays, I listen to about 15 to 20, 25 podcasts a week, and the ones I listen to sometimes have a better chance to make it on the segment simply because I heard the show and I'm familiar with what happened on it. So, yes, while I try to keep the coverage diverse, some of my own listening habits are going to have an influence on it. In particular, I'd probably say this is one reason I mention Azeroth Roundtable pretty often. After that, when I'm working on the weekly podcast roundup, I pretty much figure out the rest of the segment, and that's taken care of by looking at the summary for the most recent episode, and usually checking out the show's Twitter feed. If a show's doing a giveaway or a contest, that will usually deserve a mention. For the most part, giveaways are one method for a podcast to encourage engagement with them, so I just figure it makes sense for me to help pass that message along. Other things I'll usually get my attention are milestone shows, you know, like 25, 50, 100, 200 episodes and so on, episodes with special guests, and shows that try to cover topics that not everyone may be talking about. All of that said, there is definitely some RNG here, so to speak. Some things will jump out at me more than others, and, well, I'm human, I miss things sometimes. I usually aim to mention at least a dozen different podcasts, if not more. And when it's relevant, I try to mention at least 2 podcasts that aren't specifically focused on World of Warcraft. And, well, that's how it happens. There's kind of a formula to it, but it's still a pretty chaotic one, and I think that's the best way to handle the segment. It's definitely not perfect, and I don't think there's really any way to make it perfect, so I'll just roll with it. Now, if you think I should be talking about a certain show more often, or if you produce a show and you're wondering why I don't cover you as much, hey, just email me, let me know. Like I said, I'm human, and I can miss things, and I have no problem whatsoever with trying to promote anyone's show as long as they reach out. So thanks again for the email, Luther, and I hope that sheds some light on it all. Now, just because I didn't cover a news item on the Rolling Restart doesn't mean there was a lack of news, so let's quickly look at the past week as we go around the World of Warcraft and more in 80 seconds. The development of Project Titan, a next-generation MMO, has been officially cancelled by Blizzard after 7 years of development. Last week, patch 2.1.1 for Diablo 3 went live, including a change which increased the Blood Shard cost for purchasing items from Kadala. This was also accompanied by an increase in the rate to find legendary items through this method. Once WoW patch 6.0.2 is live, players will have the ability to recover characters that have been deleted. There will be a limit of one character recovery every 30 days. Heroes of the Storm servers are currently down until October 7th, at which point the final phase of the technical alpha will begin. The next build of the Heroes client includes the return of custom games, the ability to watch replays, and the addition of Asmodan and Anubarak to the playable roster. Brewfest continues on until October 6th. If you haven't bought the Brewfest vanity items due to a lack of bank space, keep in mind that a few of these items will become part of the new Toy Box tab in the upcoming patch. The final round of the America Region qualifiers for both World of Warcraft Arena and Hearthstone Championships will be held on October 5th and 6th at the Hammerstein Ballroom in New York City. And finally, all of the in-game goodies for those going to BlizzCon or buying the virtual ticket have been revealed. These items include an exclusive Hearthstone card back, Warlords of Draenor-inspired weapon transmogs for Diablo 3, the Nexus Charger mount in Heroes of the Storm, special portraits and decals for StarCraft 2, and Gromlock, the Murloc companion pet for World of Warcraft. And that's your news. I'll be back with the Podcast of the Week interview after the overly dramatic news with Hunts the Wind.
Makers will pull a plug after finding catastrophic bug. It's the overly dramatic news. I'm Hunts the Wind. Alduar, Uldum, the Vale of Eternal Blossoms. All across Azeroth, miraculous examples of the Maker's craftsmanship are evident. But all too often, these ancient marvels have somehow been corrupted by those with evil intent, used to further their nefarious purposes. For a race that prides itself on perfection, it sure seems like the Makers aren't very good at quality control. This week, however, a researcher at the Mulgore Institute of Technology discovered the weakness that gave the villains the ability to take control of this powerful technology. The ancients' use of hammers to pound and shape their materials acted to weaken the security protocols of the finished products. As a result, every piece of ancient machinery is at risk due to this flaw in the Makers' bash tools. The Pantheon was horrified by this discovery, and unfortunately have concluded that the only solution is to cancel the entire Azeroth project. Amon Thul apologized for the situation, but given the widespread impact of the exploit, he could see no other viable solution. Bran Bronzebeard and Harrison Jones took the news especially hard. ODN found them getting drunk at a karaoke bar singing Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On over and over, and insisting that the Makers were making a titanic mistake. Broadcasting across all Azeroth, I'm Hunts the Wind. Check out the archives at OverlyDramaticNews.com or follow me on Twitter at Hunts the Wind.
Over the past couple of years, I've seen an interesting transition occur in the realm of podcasts. While there remains tons of shows that are dedicated to World of Warcraft, many have changed their format to cover, well, all Blizzard properties, including this show itself. More often than not, when a new show appears on the directory, there's a decent chance it's just going to cover all things Blizzard, and while the Blue Recluse may be a tavern in Stormwind, it's also a relatively young podcast that is following this growing trend. Today I'm happy to have co-hosts Martin Larson and Tom Knight on the show to talk all about their podcast. How you two doing, gentlemen?
Hey man, how's it going?
It's going fine, all the way from Denmark here.
Well, I'm glad that both of you could be on the show today. Your show is relatively new. It's just about approaching its 25th episode, which to me is kind of like that first milestone indicator of whether a new podcast is going to be going for a while. If you get to 25, then usually you're doing something right. But Martin, I was wondering if you could go into just the beginnings of when, where, how, and why, just the whole story behind how you and Tom decided to get this thing going.
I've actually been wanting to do a podcast for years, but never really found the time or the person to actually do it with. And then I think it was in February this year, Tom approached me and asked if I wanted to do something, because he recently had started listening to a lot of podcasts, and he found it fun and asked me if I wanted to do something. And right at that time, I was really busy because I was starting up a company together with some other friends, and had a lot to do and work. I was working at the site as well, so I was really busy. But I was like, "Oh, I really want to do this." So I said, "Hell yeah, let's do it! Screw it! I'll jump into it." And
if
we'll
not
see
now, then when?
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of how we started out. And just kind of jumped into it and made all the mistakes, I guess. Well, not all of them. We're still making mistakes here and there, but that's just part of doing a podcast, in my opinion. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've done over 100 episodes, and I still make mistakes pretty much every week because people don't hear them because I edit them out.
Yeah.
Heck, last week I was interviewing someone and called them by a different name for about 80% of the interview. And I was like, oh, your name's Tarkanis, not Tarkonis. My bad. So yeah, everyone's fallible there. Yeah, exactly. So Tom, you're basically kind of the one who took initiative with this, right? You're the one who had the initial idea to get this going.
Yeah. Like Marty said, I only literally in the last year started listening to podcasts. I guess that might sound pretty crazy to some people. but yeah, I just felt really inspired to start something. And obviously you've got the kind of big podcasts out there, The Instance and Convert to Raid. Those were ones, kind of the early ones I started listening to. And I was just like, yeah, you know, I'd like to do something like this. Obviously, not on that kind of scale, but I approached Marty and, yeah, we were just in World of Warcraft, and it's like, hey, Marty, I've been listening to podcasts. You know, I think we should do one. And Marty was like, yeah, let's do it. So we agreed on that, and then we were trying to figure out names. And yeah, Marty was like, what about the Blue Recluse?
Okay, so Martin came up with a name. Why the Blue Recluse?
Because back in the days when we were raiding, and we were both officers in a guild as well, we were having meetups in game. I don't know, was it weekly or monthly or something? Mm-hmm. Probably weekly.
Yeah.
I can't remember. It's ages ago now. But we had in game meetups in the Blue Recluse in Stormwind, where we had like a lottery and what's it called? Add on with all the questions.
Oh yes,
you know,
like a pub quiz as well. And we also arranged like guild Oscars, where people like kind of a couple of weeks beforehand nominated for people for different topics, like funniest guild member, worst PvPer, and we hosted it in the Blue Recluse as well. So it has a little soft place in our heart.
Mm-hmm. That's neat. See, for one thing, the first thing I thought, because I didn't know the story behind this at all, is I know that on a lot of role-playing realms, the Blue Recluse tends to be a pretty well-known gathering place for people to interact and stuff there. So I was wondering if you guys had possibly been playing on a role-playing realm, for one thing. And then my second guess was that it was called the Blue Recluse because when people think of Blizzard, you know, you tend to think of blues as far as like blue posts and stuff like that. So I thought maybe there was kind of a hidden meaning or tie in there, but it simply has to do with the history behind your guild and its gatherings and meetups, huh?
Yeah, but well, your suggestions are good as well. We can roll with those.
Yeah, one of the features. Also, the fact that me being part Irish and Marty being Danish, the name just had to be alcohol related, I think, as well.
Fair point. Well, Tom, how about you go over kind of the general format of your show for people who haven't listened to it before?
Okay, sure. Every week we like to kind of have a casual chat about Blizzard news, just what's flowing in. I think we're lucky as well because sometimes if a game's gone into a bit of a lull, we've always got kind of a backup as well of something to talk about just because of the abundance of games. And just I think we're in kind of the golden age of Blizzard games right now. So we're really spoiled for what we can talk about. So we usually just go for, you know, a bit of an introduction. What have we been up to during the week? Sometimes I get off on a bit of a tangent and have a little story about whatever's happening in World of Warcraft or Hearthstone. Usually something's popped up and I have to have a little talk about it or a little rant about it. So then after that, we kind of head into the news, whatever's kind of on the hot topics of Blizzard games that week we go into. And we usually finish up with something we've only kind of really introduced in the last month or so, and it's called Last Orders. And we try and use this to maybe talk about something cool we've seen in the community, maybe like a blog or a podcast, a website or anything like that. And also we kind of use that to take an opportunity to talk about maybe some general gaming news as well outside of Blizzard.
All right. Martin, how would you say the show possibly distinguishes itself from, you know, other shows that cover whether it's just Blizzard in general or World of Warcraft? What do you think it is about the Blue Recluse that might make it stand apart from others?
The hosts.
Yeah.
It's a fair answer.
Oh, that's a really good question. I don't know. I mean, I haven't really figured out what we're doing myself yet. So, I don't know, Tom, do you have a good answer for this?
I think we got some good sounders in there. Definitely got some good sounders.
You've already got a solid intro.
Yes. Yes. Our intro is pretty decent as well. We like our sounders, though. I enjoy making the sounders for the show. and Marty enjoys playing them. Sometimes he doesn't play the right one at the right time, but you know, that's also another unique part of the show.
Yep. Absolutely.
You never know what you're going to get. So, yeah.
Hey, that works. And you know, when you said the hosts, I guess, I mean, some people might discount that or think that's an easy out or an answer. I don't necessarily agree with that. I mean, who you guys are and how your personalities are and what the chemistry like is between you guys, that can definitely mean a lot. That can establish, you know, the flavor and identity of your show. How long have you two been just playing together when it comes to Blizzard games and WoW and all that?
Ooh, too long.
Wrong.
See, we're even finishing each other's
sentences.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Well, since the beginning of World of Warcraft, so for almost 10 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty insane. You've been playing longer than I have. Well, as far as the show goes, you guys are on the verge of recording episode 24 as we're recording this interview, and I believe you're a weekly podcast, right? So you've been doing this for about 6 months now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's correct.
Is there an episode or a moment in particular that stands out as one that you might suggest new listeners to go back and download and listen to? Like, if you were to tell someone, hey, if you want to know what we're all about, listen to this episode, what would that be?
Don't go back. Take the newest ones.
Yeah. I was like, maybe take the last six episodes, because around that time we got new mics. We invested in new microphones. So the first lot, they're okay, but quality's not amazing. So we kind of made that investment. We're like, yeah, we're getting a bit serious about this. So let's at least make what we're doing a decent quality. And that way, you know, if people do tune in to listen, it's not going to make their ears bleed too much.
I do think that something like the first, I don't know, 12, 15 episodes, we're still kind of figuring out what we were doing. And I kind of think we're still trying to figure it out. Sure. But I think within the last few episodes, since we got our mics more or less, I think we kind of like found that template or whatever to call it, that we want to do at least for now. So yeah.
This is basically your first venture in podcasting and such, right? You guys haven't done anything similar to this before.
Well, I have something similar, but I don't know if it counts. It was like back in, I went to media school, and me and one of the ones I was studying together with, we kind of like decided to figure out how easy or how fast we could set up a amateur studio and make radio and stream it via the internet. And this is like, I don't know, I'm an old man, so it's probably 10 years ago. No, more, 15 years ago. So it was before streaming was really a thing on the internet. Mm-hmm. So we just wanted to try it out, and I think we spent 24 hours, and then we had a studio in my in my apartment and a website, and then we invited all the students on our school to listen to it, and we played music and stuff like that, and it was probably illegal and everything, but hey, it was a nice experiment. So I've kind of done something radio podcast-ish, but I haven't touched it since, so it is still pretty new.
Fair enough. Well, let's talk about, you know, let's have some Blizzard discussion for a little bit, give people kind of a little taste of what you guys talk about on the show while we're doing so. Obviously, the big Blizzard thing that's coming down the hill ever so faster and faster is BlizzCon. Well, no, not Titan. But we'll get to Titan in just a minute. But yeah, BlizzCon's coming down. We're now like, what, 5 or 6 weeks away from it. I always bring up on other shows that I'm really skeptical about how big BlizzCon's going to be, because Mike Morheim one time said, oh, this is going to be the biggest one ever. And I wonder, is that just hype or not? I was wondering, we'll start with Martin first. Do you agree that this has the potential to be the biggest BlizzCon ever? And what do you think you guys are going to be talking about when BlizzCon's over?
Oh, that's a lot of good questions there. sorry, the first one again was...
If do you think it's going to be the biggest one ever, like Mike Morheim's claiming?
It definitely has the potential. I know a lot of other podcasts have been saying this. They could actually talk about the next expansion before the, well, not the next, but the next after that.
The one before, after Warlords.
The one after Warlords. They could potentially do that. I don't think they will do it, but potentially they could do it. They have more games that they had, last year. They have what? Hearthstone out as well, which has grown to like the biggest Blizzard game in of all of them. So
yeah, 20 million players, pretty crazy. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I don't know. StarCraft has been really silent, I think, for a pretty long time. So maybe they'll have something StarCraft related as well. And what's left? World of Warcraft covered that. Hearthstone. Am I missing some? Heroes, obviously, Heroes. I bet we're going to see a lot of new stuff there as well.
Do you think the beta gets announced at BlizzCon?
I haven't actually thought about that. They're closing up Technical Alpha right now, so yeah, they could. They could do that.
How about you? How about you, Tom? What do you think? Is there anything that hasn't been covered? What do you think is going to be the big stuff about BlizzCon, or is this BlizzCon going to be like one a few years back where Chris Metzen came out and said what geeks are?
I think this could be the big one. Potentially, we've got Hearthstone. I think they're going to announce an expansion there.
Mm-hmm.
Diablo 3, they could possibly announce an expansion there. World of Warcraft, they could announce another expansion there. StarCraft 2, they're probably going to announce an expansion.
Probably going to announce an expansion.
Heroes of the Storm, probably not an expansion, but like you say, yeah, the beta could be in full swing.
So what you're telling me...
Hey, and don't forget the movie. I mean,
yes.
that's
the movie, of course.
They're done filming it, and it's right. In post-production, so we'll probably see a scene or two from there, maybe a trailer.
They're going to announce that the Warcraft movie is going straight to DVD.
Or maybe they'll announce an expansion.
Yeah, the sequel.
the sequel for the movie. So that we can have four Blizzard game expansions. We'll announce Warcraft 2, the movie. And we'll say that Heroes of the Storm is going into beta. And on top of all that, oh, by the way, there's this new game that we haven't told you guys all about at all. And we're doing that too. So
yeah,
just put everything on the table.
Yes.
That's it. All in, baby. All in. And then they'll announce that they're never doing BlizzCon again because they couldn't possibly.
We're done. We've set the bar. We
drop the mic, walk out. Yep.
I hope it's that big because I don't think I'm going to be going to the one next year. I think this will be my last one for a year or two. So it'd be nice if it was that big. We'll see. I'm not setting my hopes up too high. I think we're going to get a StarCraft 2 announcement, and I think we'll get a Hearthstone announcement. I don't think we're going to hear anything about Diablo 3 and WoW as far as big new expansion announcements coming. But hey, if it happens, I'll love it. I'll be pleasantly surprised.
I totally think that the last two is wishful thinking, but yeah.
I like to get hyped up and excited. So
right.
Then complain about it later.
Well, let's talk about the one thing that we know for sure they're not going to be talking about. What was just revealed a day before this interview. Titan is gone, canceled, done with, gone the way of StarCraft Ghost, as it were. How do you guys feel about Titan's removal? Good, bad, indifferent? And just what are your general thoughts about that?
Go on.
Thank you. I just wanted to know what it was. Like, what was it?
Mm-hmm.
That was my big question. Like, they were like saying how we're playing this and it's awesome. But what was it, guys? Come on, tell us. We want to know what it is. I heard like various different rumors that that it was going to somehow merge kind of your Blizzard games into some kind of experience. Personally, I thought they were working on some sort of FPS since that's one of the, you know, big markets. They don't have a kind of a finger in the pie, so to speak.
Right.
Like Destiny?
Yeah, exactly. I was actually thinking about that, and I was thinking Destiny's just been released, and it's done all right, but I don't think it's been kind of as well received as maybe they thought it was going to be.
And you know, it's interesting that you bring that up, right? Because my theory behind Titan's removal is I think that they've been closely watching Destiny. I mean, I agree with you. I think that Titan was an FPS project. And I think Destiny probably had a lot of potential similarities to what they were working on Titan. And not that Destiny is necessarily a failure, but it isn't necessarily a smash hit either. Mm-mm. And when Blizzard wants to do something, they want to make sure they do it right. So I have a feeling that they observed the reactions to Destiny and they saw how Destiny developed and they realized, well, what we're doing is too similar to that. And we see what kind of results Destiny is getting. Maybe we just need to move on. That's my thoughts.
That's something similar to what I was thinking the other day. It just kind of came into my head and I was like, I wonder.
How about you,
Mark? You guys think too much. I just present the news, all right? No, I think I partly agree. I haven't really thought about it in that light, though. I just kind of like read the interview. I can't remember PC Gamer or whatever, one of those sites. I can't remember. But that's right, yeah, that one. Where they were talking a lot about that they didn't feel it didn't feel right and all the usual stuff they say when they cancel a game, I guess. So I think I kind of just bought in on that. Didn't really see the connections to Destiny, but you could probably be totally right about that.
And unfortunately, I don't think we are ever going to know because we never even learned a whole lot behind StarCraft Ghost and why it was pulled. We heard a few whispers and a few hints, but nothing big. We just have to wait and see. I still think we're going to hear about something that people haven't been talking about coming from Blizzard. I mean, there is another team working on something that's not Titan, and we don't know a whole lot about that.
Possibly called Overwatch, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's going.
We wait and see.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm sure that once BlizzCon comes and we hear the words or lack thereof, you two will definitely be talking about on the Blue Recluse. And I definitely invite everyone who hasn't had a chance to download and take a listen to your guys' show to check it out and hear what it's all about. So, Tom, how about you tell people where, when, and how they can find the Blue Recluse?
Sure. You can find us on our website at www.thebluerecluse.eu. We're also on iTunes and Podkicker, I believe. Mm-hmm. We also have a Twitter, which is at TBR Podcast. We're also on there individually as well. I'm at Fydria, which is FYDRIA. And Marty is at UnimFL. Can you spell it, Marty, just in case I get it wrong? This is the big moment.
UnimThil. And I hope I got the letters right.
Awesome. Well, guys, once again, thank you for being on the show this week. I hope a lot of people check out the Blue Recluse and see what you two are talking about this coming week. And speaking of that, why don't we go ahead and play a 2 to 3 minute clip from one of your most recent episodes. Thanks for being on the show, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? It's time for some Hearthstone news!
Hearthstone hits 20. Hearthstone hits 20 million players after just 6 months, and it's now Blizzard's biggest game. 20 million players. Boo, baby, that's a lot of players. And if just one of those... How much just one pack cost when you the lowest pack? That's 2 packs, right? What does that cost in the store if you buy 2 packs?
It's like, is it
£4.99? £4.99. £5? Or is it euros? €5?
I think it's £4.99 for me, I think. Actually, I've never bought only 2 packs. I bought the 15 packs once.
But let's just for the fun imagine that 20 million people, and that's a lot of zeros. That's 20,000. That's 20 million, I think. Yeah, and you said £4.99. That's pounds, right?
Like yeah.
That's That's 100 million. 100 million pounds. Boom. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. That is a lot of dough, and that's not taking into consideration the knacks as well. You know,
exactly.
A lot of people pay money for that.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think you can probably assure that I think a lot of people haven't used money, but I know that I have probably used money for two people.
And not just the 2-pack discount. It's probably like the 15 pack ones that I bought maybe twice. And I bought Nax, and I probably bought a random something packs here and there when I felt like it. So yeah, that's a lot of money for
that's
a game.
The thing though. A couple of months ago, I was actually reading someone had made a post on Reddit, and they literally just asked, how much money have you spent on Hearthstone? You know, and there was people that hadn't spent any money. They were just playing the free-to-play model, but then there was other people that had spent, you know, hundreds of dollars on the game. Mm-hmm. So for every person you're going to get maybe sticks to the free-to-play model, you're going to have somebody that spends more than your average person as well.
Exactly.
So it's just it's a fantastic model that they've absolutely nailed, and they've shown people that you don't need to do these crappy in-app purchases to like restrict people's gameplay to make a successful game. And this is also taking into account like Hearthstone, it's only out on iPad. It still has to be released on Android, and it's going to be coming to like iPhones and such like that as well. So I mean, it's only going to get bigger, I believe.
Yeah, I totally agree.
It's insane.
And I totally agree with you there that, because I'm really tired of all these iPad games where you have to buy stuff to progress in the game, and you don't need to do that with Hearthstone. It's a good, solid game. As long as you make a good, solid game, then people will play it, and people will spend loads of money on it.
Hello, Earthlings. This is Scott Johnson from The Instance and the Frog Pants Network, and you're listening to Realm Maintenance.
Thanks to Martin and Tom for being on the show this week. Let's move on to this week's Blizzard podcast news. It's been a few weeks, but Horde for Life is back with episode 105, which covers everything from dove killing to procedural generated WoW content and a whole lot more. You can find this post-Labor Day weekend episode on iTunes, Stitcher, and hordeforlife.com, and keep an eye on the feed for episode 106, which should be up in just a few days. For updates on the next episodes, follow the show on Twitter at Horde for Life. The crew at Group Quest sat down with Laura Walker Maslew to talk about Undead, BlizzCon, and spoilers in the show titled The Day the Titan Died, which can be found at thegroupquest.com. The Starting Zone is having one of its biggest giveaways ever as they prepare to award a lucky listener with a digital collector's edition of Warlords of Draenor. For your chance to win, simply tell the show why you play WoW. To do that, send a tweet with your answer to @thestartingzone using the hashtag WhyIWoW. The winner will be announced on episode 90, which records at 9 p.m. Pacific time on October 5th at twitch.tv/spazbotstudios. Speaking of Spazbot Studios, Stormcast is looking for a new co-host. If you have a passion for Blizzard games, especially Heroes of the Storm, this might be the opportunity for you. If you're interested, go to spazbotstudios.com and use the contact page. Be sure to include any links you may have to streams, YouTube videos, or previous podcasts you've appeared on. For more information, go to stormcastshow.com or follow @stormcastshow on Twitter. In other Heroes podcast news, Akizod announced on episode 25 of Prepare for Combat that the show will be going on a hiatus, with plans to return with a new episode immediately following BlizzCon. Listen to episode 25 on iTunes, Stitcher, or prepareforcombat.net for some thoughts on the current state of the game. Katie and Eric have actual news to talk about on episode 87 of 30 Minute Cooldown as they cover undeleting Grimlock on a new laptop while leveling their garrisons in the background. Find out what all that means on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, and 30MinuteCooldown.com. A new chapter for All Things Azeroth begins this week as Lady Emma and Fandeth officially join Medros as new co-hosts of the show. Obviously, if one Warlock leaves, the best thing to do is bring two more Warlocks in, right? Well, check out All Things Azeroth when it records live on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time at dawnforgelive.com, and you can be a part of the show by answering the question of the week, and the easiest way to do that is to follow @AllThingsAZ on Twitter. Would you like some tips on making a sweet chunk of gold before the launch of Warlords of Draenor? If so, then head to the Big Top of Azeroth and listen to episode 73 of the Darkmoon Herald when Kevin and Reb welcome Goldmaker Elvine to the show. Find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or darkmoonherald.com, and be sure to also listen to episode 72 in case you missed it, as Root and Freckleface from Hearthcast were the guests on a very goblin-centric episode. There are plenty of changes coming to classes in this next patch for WoW, and if you're a hunter, druid, monk, or death knight, there's definitely a podcast for you to listen to that covers these changes and more. Hunters can download the Return of the Hunting Party podcast at huntingpartypodcast.com, Druids can find episode 81 of the Team Waffle podcast at teamwafflecast.com. And of course, monks have two options, including recent episodes at monkmeditation.com and monkcraftpodcast.com. And yes, I did mention Death Knights. The Knights of Ebon is a new podcast dedicated to the former followers of the Lich King. On episode 1, host Epic Insanity introduces himself and talks about the path that the show is going to take. This podcast is designed with both casual and hardcore players in mind, and you can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or by going to frozennerds.com, spelled FROZENERDZ.com, and clicking on the Knights of Ebon link. You can follow this new podcast on Twitter at Knights of Ebon. The Chaos Portal show has announced that MacGyver will be joining the crew as the third co-host. The show returns from its hiatus this Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time, and this will be the new recording time for the show, recording live every other week. To join the chat room, simply go to chaosportalshow.com and click on the live link. Episode 49 will include Valiane from the Top Rating Guild Method as a guest. And finally, congratulations to Archon, Nineball, and Leviathan on 25 episodes of the West March Workshop. Last week on episode 24 of this Diablo 3 podcast, the host brought up the biggest question on most players' minds. When is this season going to end? Listen to the host's thoughts on season length on this podcast, which can be found at blizzpro.com. And if you'd like to share your thoughts on why you want to know when the season ends, simply email the show at westmarchworkshop@blizzpro.com. And that sound means your update is complete. It's time to press the play button and not queue for Corn Dire Brew ever again. It only took several years, but with the Kodo and the Ram now mine, I'm more than happy with staying away from the Grim Guzzler. Just a couple last bits of info to pass on before I wrap up. First of all, if you're planning to go to BlizzCon, make sure to RSVP for World of Podcasts at worldofpodcasts2014.eventbrite.com. Now, admission to event is entirely free, but by registering at Eventbrite, you'll get additional raffle tickets for more chances for giveaways when you arrive. Of course, for updates, you can follow at World of Podcasts on Twitter. I'd like to give a shout out to Navimi, who has become a new supporter of Realm Maintenance by becoming a patron of the show over at patreon.com. If you go to patreon.com/realmpodcast, you can also be a patron of the show. You can pledge as little as $1 or more a month, and all of the funds used from Patreon go toward either improving the show or being used for giveaways or hosting costs or so on. And of course, don't forget, this year's Realm Maintenance t-shirt sale ends next week on October 8th, so be sure to place your order now if you haven't done so. The shirt has a slightly different design to it, including the option to have it personalized with your name on the sleeve if you wish. Profits from this year's sale are being used to purchase items that are going to be given away at BlizzCon this year, so I won't be keeping a dime of it. You can place your order by going to realm-maintenance.com and clicking on the t-shirts on the right side of the page. Realm-maintenance.com is also your place to find a directory of podcasts for Blizzard games and the weekly podcast roundup. The roundup is posted every Sunday, so subscribe to the RSS feed if you'd like to get that in your mailbox. If you're a podcaster and have news about your show, or a promo to send in, or if you're a listener with questions about WoW or WoW podcasts, send those emails to realmpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow the show on Twitter at realmpodcast, or follow myself at Rowow, spelled R-H-O-W-O-W. Next week, the Dark Moon Fair is in town, and with it comes the return of the Dark Moon Herald to the show. This is an interview you definitely won't want to miss. Until then, I've been Ro, you've been you, and Realm Maintenance has been completed. This podcast has been a presentation of Realm Maintenance Productions, copyright 2014. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks again to Martin and Tom for being on the show this week. Thanks to everyone in the Blizzard podcast community for the retweets and for getting the word out about the show. And thanks to you for listening.